This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seconds ago, I realized I didn't have a decent notebook in here, so I ran to my office just so I could have a very special notebook to write your suggestions down here this hour. This is going to be historic radio, ladies and gentlemen, on What's On Your Mind. Coming up, just stand by. This is going to be some kind of fun. I'm here to tell you what. Oh, my gosh, I'm excited about this. Exactly right. Manny, are you excited about it? You fired up?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure doesn't really sound like you're all that fired up. Sure sounds like you're just saying sure to get me off this topic. I don't know. You really fired up?
Oh, yeah. Always fired up. It's Monday.
It's Monday. There you go. Always fired up. D, same with you. You fired up? Okay. Yep. Dustin's ready to go. That's beautiful. That is beautiful. We have a little bit of breaking news here, and a few tweets. Are these tweets or are these texts? That doesn't matter. Comments from our listeners that we'll get to, and then we'll get on with the business of the hour. Right? The breaking news is the Trump administration is going to be restoring sanctions on Iran. Those are the ones that were lifted because of the suitcases of cash, right?
Yeah.
You know, they try to make a meeting by some wackadoodle that wants to supposedly give information on Hillary Clinton into a bombshell, and we have photos of suitcases full of cash. Greenbacks, the real deal, going to Iran is part of the deal. But I can't vote it for, by the way, in support of Barack Obama. Think about that. There's a controversy. Anyway, you remember that whole deal. So all of that had been, all those had been lifted when we were bringing the cash over and that nuke deal by Obama. And that's all ended. Tonight, they're putting them back on. So that's fantastic. Good news. And 18 fires continue to rage. 9 dead in California as the fires spread rapidly there. And they're saying they could get worse before they could get better. Oof, that's a tough one. That is a tough one. Add that one to your prayer list for sure. All right, and here's the text. And then we'll get to the question of the hour, okay? Make Chicago safe again. It's time for this country to take on this deadly situation. If anyone is looking for racism in the United States, they need to look no further than the west side and south side of Chicago. Innocent black people are being murdered at an alarming rate, and almost nothing is being done. That is racism and genocide based on the race of the people. I wonder if Black Lives Matter will be able to help her. Be a help or a hindrance in this program. I was at a family event this weekend, says another. A Canadian is married to my cousin. This Canadian said the most vile, disgusting things about our president. Then when he realized I supported our commander-in-chief, he turned on me. I realized at that moment that any dissenting views are unacceptable to the left. Go to Russia and try bad-talking Putin. Another says whether it's a high five or not is whether it was a high five or not is irrelevant. It was a celebration with a fellow leftist on defeating a bill that would have ended abortions during the time when the baby can feel pain. I agree with you. I so agree with you. And as I was saying to Marilyn Musgrave from the Susan B. Anthony list, who's doing this event in 50 minutes at Heidi Heitkamp's office, that I encourage everybody to join. I think we've all just got to find our place with this issue. You know, there's issues all over the place and things you care about, and but when you think of 55 million murders, and that's what they were. I mean, it is a life. Since a baby's born, it's on to do what it's going to do. And since Roe versus Wade. So this is why I mentioned this to Marilyn, but I love just the ability to say, okay, you're pro-choice. You think it's okay to end an innocent life? Come with me. We're going to watch a little movie here. And this movie is going to show you a handful of those individuals that were aborted, what they were going to do, what the plan was. There's a passage in the Bible that talks about, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. Every hair on your head. It stood the test of time for a long time, that good book. I didn't make it up. It's right there. So there was a plan. What was that plan going to be? What was it going to do? If that doesn't blow your mind to think about that, you got to step back a little bit. You do. And just think about that. And I think if you think about, okay, if I could have a look at everything that was supposed to be accomplished, I would now get it. You're right. I shouldn't have decided that that baby's life needed to end. Or that mother shouldn't have, or whatever. Texter says, we have the majority in both houses in the presidency. Why aren't we calling our Republican colleagues first on the abortion issue? Well, again, the way the votes are, I mean, this pain-capable bill passed in the House. And came up short in the Senate. All these different rules, but I agree. There's some of the Senate's the problem. Great reminder, says another sport we aren't watching, NBA basketball. You know, the LeBron James thing. All right, some of your suggestions are coming in already. I would love to hear what's going on in Dan Quayle's mind these days. Is that right? Okay, there's another one. Scott, can you imagine the racism, the riots, et cetera, that would be going on if it was white people that were being killed? If it was white people killing all the black people, Chicago would burn for months. You know, it's black-on-black violence, but it's still darn sad. Yeah. Okay, so now we're caught up, and I appreciate all of that. And now this hour's business is at hand. If you missed this last hour, here's what I'm looking for. Very special notebook to my right. And I want to know who you want to hear on this program. This is my antidote to fake news. And I'll tell you who made me think of this, Judge Jeanine. Got a new book out. I thought, we need to book her. She's just tireless, right? And I thought, well, who else is out there? There's got to be other people. So we know there's fake news. It's a plague. What's our counter to it? When I hear something in the fake news, who do I go listen to strain it out for? Whoever that is, challenge me. Lay it on us. Who do you want to hear? Let us know. Mike in Stanton has a suggestion. Hello, Mike.
Be terrific. I love your idea that we can finally hear something more than your propaganda. You know Tony Bender. He'd be terrific. He'd lift the shades and cut through your nonsense so fast your head would spin. I'm a knucklehead. I'll come on and bust through your propaganda program. You are the worst. You are the epitome of fake news, and I really congratulate you. If you go ahead and let some real people with some real ideas challenge you with real information, you'll make all the farmers out there on the tractors, their heads will spin. But Tony Bender would be perfect if he'll just come on and cut through the fog and nonsense you spread. What, you have a problem with inviting him?
No, I know Tony. I like Tony. He's invited me down to Ashley and spoke at their chamber banquet down there. And I agree with him on very little politically. And he's like, I think he's in the most pro-Trump county in all of North Dakota. And he's down there in a total island. But that takes some character, some metal. So, no, I appreciate that about
him. Well, let him talk on your show. Don't do your old typical tricks of hanging up and going to breaks. And let Tony talk, and boy, it'll sound like a whole different program, and then your fair and balanced will really mean something. But when if you want knuckleheads, I'm a knucklehead. I'll come on there and hit you with some facts that'll make your head spin. But right now, all you guys...
I don't think, Mike, it's a good idea for you to be promising to hit people. I'm just saying.
What? I promised to hit people? What did you say?
Yeah, I said I don't think it's a good idea for you to promise to hit people. Just you know, just to, you might want to change that that vernacular up there.
Oh, hit them with facts. You know, is that a fair way to put it? You bend and twist the truth. You lie all day long. Trump lies. They eat up the lies. How do you explain Trump's latest lie? First, it was he was going to adoption zip from Russia, and then he finally admitted it was about getting dirt on Hillary. Let's see you spin that one. These are the kind of things Bender will do to you. He'll make you dance when he puts the truth in front of you. And, you know, can you tell me? Well, he'd probably come if he'll just put it to you.
Why yeah, we have a break here, but would you like to finish on the other side of the break, Mike?
Sure.
Piper's Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Piper's has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Piper's. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Piper's.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supported all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, ndforallenergy.org.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mary is one of our fine sponsors here on the What's On Your Mind, and we really enjoy talking about the opportunities out there for nurses. Now, why are you a nurse? If you're a nurse, you become a nurse. Why? Because you have a heart for others, right? You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. And at the University of Maryland, they have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education, understanding your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they want to make that possible for you to move forward. They now offer the Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000. That can run $8,000 higher at similar programs elsewhere. So earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary, smart choice. Caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what they do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time options available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. Question: who do you want us to have on this program? I'm making a list. The folks that you go to when you're inundated with fake news to have things sorted out. Our first suggestion here from Mike and Stanton is to put a couple of liberals on. One, Tony Bender, and the other, Mike Quinn. Right, Mike?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you another. You know who you're going to surprise? You're going to surprise yourself, because your listenership, once you actually get different points of view and you let them talk, your listenership's going to go up. And you said you're excited. You're going to say, "Wow, I accidentally did the right thing."
Well, Mike, I have to disagree with you there, because I don't know if you've looked at a red-blue map of North Dakota anytime soon. You're in a super minority here, buddy. You're in a super minority.
Yeah, but you're missing something. Let me explain to you. You are talking to a certain group of people. You're talking to the Trump people. None of the. None
I'm
of
talking to the majority of North Dakotans in huge numbers.
Yes, you are. But I would listen. I would be an additional listener to you if you had Dina Butcher on, if you had Lord Ondo on. But there's all kinds of intelligent people that you could put on. You could let them talk, and I'd listen to your show because.
Yeah, actually, Dina Butcher's a good one. I'll add that to my list because I have to ask about that corrupt. Anti-corruption disgrace of a piece of whatever you want to call it that'll be up in the ballot.
Here you go right now. If you let her come on, you let her have her say.
Mike, I always do. I always do. That's what we do here. That's the point.
I ask people when I meet somebody. I say, "Do you listen to KFYR?" And you know, the hoople heads and the simple minded, they listen to you. The intelligent people don't. But you're going to draw them in
Whoa! Did you just call our listeners dumb?
They are ill-informed. How would that be? If you're running a propaganda show, is all you want.
The intelligent ones don't listen to us. See, Mike, I won't let you offend our audience, because given your opinions, many people could say the same about your views. But it doesn't do any good. Let me ask you this. What would you say would be, if you had to pick one issue that is the most glaring example of how Donald Trump is a buffoon, one fact that you would share that would counter what the majority of the audience would say, what would that fact be?
Anybody who reads anything would realize he's a pathological liar. He'll say one
thing. No, I didn't ask you that. I didn't ask you that. I said one fact. Give me an example of where they've got it wrong, and your fact proves that. Not generalizations. A fundamental example.
Here's a fact. Real wages for the middle class have gone down and are going down. The cost of homes and people's affordability of homes is going down. All the economic numbers, which you cannot argue with, are hurting the middle class.
Whoa. You just gave a bold-faced lie. You said that all economic indicators are hurting the middle class. But have you seen the unemployment rate? Have you seen the lowest African-American unemployment rate in the history of the United States of America? Have we got some work to do on wage growth? Absolutely. But Obama was taking it the wrong way. Trump is at least getting it going in the other direction. So,
Are real wages going up or down? So when you adjust for inflation, real wages for the average person are going down. Their health care costs are going up. All of this illusion, the top 10% is benefiting. Everybody else is suffering. Paul Krugman is a
Everybody got a tax cut, Mike. I mean, you couldn't be more wrong. Everybody got a tax cut. That wasn't a top 10% deal.
What a joke. The joke was that the working man got a one-time bonus. The CEOs did stock buybacks. They made a fortune.
No, but Mike, you said only the 10% were getting the benefit. I just told you everybody got a cut. Now you're arguing about who got more. That's a different argument. So I can't wait to have you as part of the program on a slow day in the future, but I've given you a good almost 6-8 minutes of airtime here now.
Well, tell me. Okay, one last thing. Tell me why you can't invite Dina, Tony Bender, and some good...
I'm going to. I'm they're on the list. I'm happy to. Tony's been on before, and we'll have him on again. So, no, no problem. And, again, Dina, I can hardly wait because that fraud she's a part of is just unbelievable. It is ridiculous. Are you against corruption? Sign here. Oh, yeah, let me look at this. Let's see here. Let's criminalize somebody being on a school board, for crying out loud. That's what they're trying to do. I mean, the Democratic Party is so, minute and inconsequential in our state that this is the stuff they have to resort to now. Saying, well, let's just criminalize politics. We'll get rid of them that way because we can't do it at the ballot box. Folks, don't vote for that corruption measure on a bet. It is a giant fraud. It's unbelievable. And we'll prove that out. Ryan in Fargo, let's go to another name for the list. Go ahead, you're up.
Is this me?
Yes, sir.
I just want to react to that last caller.
Go ahead.
I agree with him 100%. You are the fakest, most piece of crap I've ever heard on the radio. You're an embarrassment.
Okay. Fakest, piece of crap. Oh, and now you hung up. I thought you were going to call him. Suggest somebody else. I'm the fakest piece of crap on the earth. I thought this would be kind of a fun idea for people. Maybe it was the fake news thing. Maybe that triggered them when I said fake news. Ryan and Minot, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey there. These last two callers are something. First of all, I wanted to get started by the first caller. I consider myself middle class, and I have seen nothing but good since President Trump took over. Obviously, I'm lost for words, honestly, on what to say here. Me personally, since the tax cuts have gone through, I'm making a significantly more amount of money compared to before the bill went through last year. I took my paycheck. I work up to 70 hours a week, so I matched my paycheck on hours compared to last year, and I was making almost $200 more a month after this tax bill went through. Secondly, my work gave me a 3%, my entire gross earning last year, they gave me 3% of that this year as a bonus. Like, I don't know what this guy is talking about. We're doing awesome here in North Dakota.
Yeah, don't forget all those bonuses that were announced right after the tax thing. Good point, Ryan. Glad you called. John and Rugby when we come back. Mike and Bismarck and Mark and Hazen. Don't go away.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on a veteran Philadelphia cop shot early today while attempting to serve a warrant at a home in the Germantown section of that city. He's listed in critical condition. However, the police commissioner, Richard Ross, says he believes the officer is expected to survive. Two people inside the home, a man and a woman, were injured. They're also hospitalized in critical condition. After President Trump pulled the U.S. out of the Iran nuclear agreement, America Today is set to reimpose sanctions on Iran. Former independent U.S. Senator Joe Lieberman says he applauds President Trump.
For getting us out of the agreement, there was a 90-day winding down period to Monday, August 6th. This is the day that half the sanctions go back on, and hopefully that'll bring the Iranians back to the negotiating table.
That from Fox News, this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our beer. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. MyPillow. That's what powers me. That's what powers this show. Better night's sleep. And we get the best deals of anybody, thanks to our friendship with Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the man behind this awesome product. Right now, use promo code Scott at MyPillow.com to take advantage of Mike's 50% off two premium MyPillow and two go-anywhere MyPillow deals. Or call 800-506-9028. Comes with a money-back guarantee, 60-day money-back guarantee. And there's a 10-year warranty on this thing. 10-year warranty will not go flat. Pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. All right, back to the phones here at 800-228-0550. On What's On Your Mind, with your suggestions on who we should have on this program, your go-to source when you're just annoyed with the fake news media. We're making a list here. Challenge us. Who do you want us to have on the program? Let us know. And some of you are rejecting Mike's suggestions from earlier, and that's okay. John in Rugby, go ahead. You're up.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good. Well, I'd like to make a quick my quick suggestion, but then I just like a couple quick counters as to what the kind of trash we just heard in a couple of calls. Let's go with my suggestion first and who I'd like to hear. I'd like to hear Mark Levin. That would be my choice. There's a man with integrity, knowledge, and sin, has served his country and is incredibly honest and one of the brightest men that I've ever listened to. Mark Levin would be my choice.
Yeah, of all the people, in universe of reporting the news and trying to break it down, I would say he's the greatest patriot. He grew up in Philadelphia, so he has this vast knowledge of the founding fathers that he's able to put into words. Yeah, I'm blessed to call him a friend. He's a good guy.
I follow a lot, and this guy here we go. Now let me address those two previous callers. You know, this is what they do. This is what the left do. They not only go after Fox News, for example, or your show, and they won't come up. They'll call they'll call what you're doing. Just say your honesty, and you'll have someone on here to make sure that. And but yet they have. They'll never cite an example. They'll come up with some obscure thing that was said. Maybe a caller said, or maybe that you didn't correct. That's what they do. They attack. And now this guy, he was so frustrated because he's got nothing else to go with. He attacks the listeners. Well, let me tell you, sir, there's plenty of us listeners out there that know everything about the Constitution since John Marshall became the first Supreme Court justice and Marbury Madison debacle. There's those of us who understand exactly what's going on and what your side of the aisle is trying to do to our country. We get it. We know. We study. Then it's not just myself. It's farmers. It's other people who pay taxes. It's all these new people that have moved into North Dakota that can't stand and absolutely abhor what Obama did in apologizing for this country and all the horrible things you talk about, untruth. What about what happened in the Hillary Clinton campaign? Your own side went and ate each other in the Wasserman Schultz deal, where you chewed up Bernie Sanders and spit him out, and you talk about dishonest. Don't even go there. Don't even go there. To insult this show and to insult the listeners and their intelligence, you better watch yourself, because there's those of us out there that we've had enough of this crap. And by the way, this state, the state of North Dakota, has had it with the third New York senator. And that's what this is. We are founding fathers empowered rural states like North Dakota. They empowered us with the two senators to help counter the urban masses and the type of tyranny they would put upon us. In order to counter that, folks, we have to have someone who represents us, not someone who's going to cower every time a Chuck Schumer or a Kamala Harris from California or somebody like that, or Pocahontas, somebody that she has to answer to when push comes to shove. We have to have guaranteed representation for the culture that we have in this state. We choose to live here because of the culture. We don't have New York City values. We do not have San Francisco or Portland or Seattle values. We have North Dakota values. And Kevin Cramer's the man that does that, that represents that, not Heidi Heitkamp, who hides and does all these halfway things and then hides behind the truth and tells half truth. We had it with this stuff, and we've had it with people that call in and call names and say untrue things and don't back it up with anything. Sorry.
Don't be sorry, John. That was fabulous. I love your passion, and I appreciate the counter to Mike. It was necessary. And the only thing I really pushed back on was his facts on the economy, but also on trying to suggest this audience isn't intelligent. Another nice trick on the left.
By the way, just take a look at where we're at right now. Look at where Trump has us in regard to Iran, the whole Iran deal and the money given to them and the amount of money. Just think about the amount of money Obama gave to Iran to build.
Yeah, real intelligent. By the way, Heidi Heitkamp voted for it. Real intelligent.
She voted for it. And by the way, those can buy ships that can block the Straits of Hormuz and things like that. And they're willing to do that. And at the same time, willing to block our pipelines from Canada and North Dakota that would provide a national security and everything
exactly.
else. In the meantime, everything else they're doing, and in the meantime, they're stopping our national security by trying to shut down pipelines. The first thing Trump did when he did, one of the very first things he did, was he went to bat for North Dakota and got the pipelines done. He's on our side, people, and so is Kevin Cramer.
Well, you've just proved your intelligence, Sue. You've improved your intelligence times 10. There today without question. And that's a very good contrast. Heidi Heitkamp was hiding all throughout DAPA.
Absolutely
hiding. She was in the witness protection program, okay? And then,
she absolutely was.
Meanwhile, she is voting for Iran, which hurts our oil and gas company, our oil and gas industry. Yeah, so, I mean, you raised some good points, John. Call again. Thanks. I appreciate you very much. Mark and Hazen had some ideas for the show. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Mark.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
I don't have a suggestion on who you might have on, because most of your guests have been pretty good. But I do have a suggestion for who you should not have on, because if you put Mike on the air, I will immediately turn that radio off.
Is that right, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, somebody else.
I've had enough of his, you know, to use the term that one of your callers used, I've had enough of his crap. And, you know, the guy is just off the wall. He used to be intelligent to argue with at times, but he's gone over the top. And if you put him on the air, I'll turn the radio off immediately.
All right. I'm going to make a note of that. Somebody else said, if I want to listen to that, I could listen anywhere else. I love it. I love it.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you as well. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Okay, who is next here? Looks like we're going to Newtown. And Jeff, you're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Scott. Yeah, you started your show this morning with the LeBron James statements that he made. And, you know, I was thinking at the time you were talking about that what guys like him and people in the media who stand up in front of a camera and they make these stupid statements about how bad Trump is and how divisive he is. It reminds me of my responsibility, and that's, you know, my responsibility, just like any other conservative, is to combat those types of statements with reasoned, studied, thoughtful responses and try to illustrate to these people the lunacy of the things that they believe. And that was evidenced by the last two callers you had there, that Mike and the other guy. We're winning, Scott. We can see it in the evidence at the ballot box. You can see it on your show, on your increased ratings, and among all the other guys that are in your line of work. I'm sure every single one of them are seeing increases in ratings. That's a sign that our conservative side is winning, but we have a responsibility as conservatives to get out there and maintain that argument and keep showing these people just how idiotic they really sound if they were to stop and think about what they're saying. It's our responsibility. We need to be out there evangelizing conservatism every single day, every second of the day.
It's important. It's the only way we preserve everything we believe in and what the founding fathers believed in. So very good points, Jeff. Thanks for the call. Here's a couple off-air calls.
A while ago, you were wondering who you could probably get on to interview. I like Stossel. I don't remember what his first name is, but Stossel, S-T-O-S-S-E-L. And I also like Walter Williams.
Yeah, Walter Williams is one my friend John Chandham has when he guests hosts on a lot. But we always get great feedback on that, for sure. Here's another.
Say, you know, you wanted suggestions for people to come on the show or talk on your show. I could think of two right off the top of my head. Brett Baer from Fox News or the talk show host Bill Cunningham, the great American. I mean, Bill is like Rush Limbaugh. He doesn't pull any punches. If the kettle is black, the kettle is black. That's all there is to it. And he's fair, he's honest, so is Brett Baer, or so is Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, Rush is hard to book. I've interviewed him one time on the air, and it was during the flood of 97 in Grand Forks. He was just very concerned for people up there, so he came on. I've been with him a few times, but not interviewed him. But we can try Rush, too. I'll add all those to the list. Brett Baer's been on before. Not Bill Cunningham, though. That's a good one. Jack in Western North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Well, don't take any of the personal attacks to heart. There's a lot of us out there that we refer to those city folks as the concrete dwellers, and come heck or high water, we will win this thing. I would like to hear you interview Ann Coulter. She's the one that got this whole election correct. And just keep the faith, buddy. There's a lot of folks. I've been called every four-letter word and descriptive adjective under the sun here lately, the last few years. And when they're starting to get personal, that means they run out of an argument. So
hashtag we're winning. Okay. Yes. Yeah, I appreciate the encouragement, Jack. Thank you. That's kind of you. And also, I did write down Ann Coulter. Dan in Furnace Falls, you're first up when we come back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind.
back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thorlson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Have you heard the news in Dickinson? Endeavor is planning to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. Come join us for an informational open house at the Bijou Activity Center at Dickinson State University, Monday, August 13th, 6 to 8 p.m. Come and learn about the project and its benefits to the region. The team will be available to answer any questions and hear your concerns. Monday, 6 to 8 p.m., Bijou Activity Center, Dickinson State University. More information is available at endeavor.com/Dickinson.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Some for your calendar. A lot of things going on these days. I love it. A lot of things to partake in. And next Monday in Dickinson, Endeavor is planning to have a little open house to talk about their plans to produce renewable diesel from its refinery by converting it from a petroleum refinery to a vegetable oil refinery. So they'll have an informational open house. It'll be at the Bijou Activity Center at Dickinson State University. That's next Monday night from 6 until 8. So you come and learn about the project and its benefits to the region, and the Endeavor team will be there to answer any questions and hear your concerns. That's Monday, August 13th, 1 week from today, at Bijou Activity Center. Bijou, I've heard it said both ways. At Dickinson State University, yes, I have to go to the Netherlands to get it right, between 6 and 8. Stop in any time during that. And there's all the details at endeavor.com/Dickinson. Dan in Fergus Falls, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning.
Hi there.
I'm listening to Mike, and I just can't take it anymore. Those are those guys, I know he knows, they're all on corporations and CEOs that corporations spend the money, send the money, their profits back to their shareholders. So if he's got any stocks, bonds, whatever, that's what he's getting his payment on. And he has to know those things. It's just crazy they keep throwing it up. They want to take all the corporate profits. Well, that's coming right out of your dividends checks or your, you know, your stock portfolio. So
yeah, and you know, kind of tough to keep a business going without profit. I mean, and that's a whole lot of employees that are feeding their families. It just doesn't make any sense.
How in the world do they not know that, or they know it and just can't admit it? It makes no sense. He's cutting his own throat.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It makes sense. Crazy, but
you're saying you wouldn't like him as a regular guest. Is that what you're saying,
no,
Dan?
I don't mind him as a regular guest. He's probably a nice man, but he cannot be that well uninformed. He sounds to me like he's no kid.
You just said he was driving you nuts, so that I thought maybe
well,
he was.
Well, he's driving me nuts, cause, but not him. There's a zillion of them, I think. Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, with the tax of corporations. Well, that's just a tax on anybody who has a retirement plan. It's not coming out of the corporation. They don't have money.
Yeah, good point.
Privately owned. I don't know if they understand how our system works or not. It's crazy, but
it is a good question. It is a good question. I mean,
right,
there's a part of me I'd like to spend hours with somebody like that just to sort of break it down. You know,
I don't think you'll get anywhere.
You got to stop them every time they say something and say, "Now wait a minute, just what you just said. Let's talk about that a little bit." I mean, he's lying about every financial indicator is horrible for the middle class. Whoa! Wait a minute. You know, bonuses. Tax cuts. Go talk to your tax man about what your liability is going to be next year. Come on. You know, I mean, yeah, I'm with you, Dan. I appreciate the call and thank you for listening.
Thanks.
Keep listening. That's the important thing. Keep listening. Tell your friends and neighbors. Bill in Washburn, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, say, I used to know Mike Quinn when he lived in Hazen. I suppose he's about 60. We used to debate in the Bismarck Tribune when the Bismarck Tribune would allow us to debate back and forth. And he's always had these socialist ideas, but he's never learned anything. He could watch the Obama years, and they were terrible, and now we're getting better, but he doesn't see it. He's programmed. I think he's a robot. I think he's got artificial intelligence, and he's programmed a certain way.
Bill, anybody you'd like us to have on the program? If there's one person that you you consider a rock-solid source when you hear fake news that we can book for you, who would that be?
Somebody who what?
Who would you like us to have on the program? If not Mike, who?
Oh, it sure would be Mike. How about Kevin Cramer?
All right, I'll promise that. 2 days from now, I can fulfill that promise. That'll be probably our first out of the list here. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it very much. In rapid-fire fashion, here's some texts. Real News Reported equals Scott. Trump, it'd be fun to have Rush on your show. He seems to know before it happens. Did I write Rush down already? I did. I just mentioned he's hard to book. Dan Bongino, says another. Okay. He is former Secret Service and on a few programs. I'm with Hannity a lot. Holy buckets. Adam's got a list. Stephen Crowder, Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, Thomas Sowell, Dr. Walter Williams, Dave Rubin, Michael Knowles, Owen Benjamin. All would be fantastic guests. All right. Your caller now must have gotten into some fermented liberal Kool-Aid, says Greg. Roger Stone. We've had Roger on, actually, not long ago, but we can add him back to the list. He wrote a book, I think, since we've had him on. Somebody said Joel Heitkamp. I think that's kind of a joke, although I have to tell you, I've suggested that we do an April Fool's thing. You know, like April Fool's, I'd be on his show, he'd be on mine, but he didn't go for it. I don't know what he's worried about. His audience hearing the truth or something? I'm not sure. Ours is larger. We have the largest radio audience of any program on the air in North Dakota. K-Fire, 550, AM 1100, The Flag, 1090 KTGO, KLTC, and Dickinson. Biggest. Incredible. Online listening off the charts, too. We appreciate you. Let's see here. Who else? Guest suggestion for Real News, Rodney Howard Brown, author of the recent book, The Killing of Uncle Sam. Haven't heard of it. Bill Bennett. We can have Bill Bennett on. He's been on a couple times over the years. Writes good books. I want to know how his retirement is going. I miss him on the radio. He always accepted my calls, and he is interested in North Dakota. Isn't that nice? Yeah. See if there's any other names here. Oh, I see. We got it. Ivan and Jamestown will get you in here quickly. Ivan, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to get Maxine. Yeah, good morning. I'd like you to get Maxine Waters on so I can call in and argue and shout and scream at her in her native tongue.
I will. I'll try and give that a try. I've heard she's not real high IQ. I don't know who was it that said that. Oh, the president. Nobody suggested the president. We'll do this all over tomorrow, folks. God bless you. Bye-bye.
It's Webkers here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them a lot are similar. But your blood flows better, your body responds better. Do you know in hot water you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water, we're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.